Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. with another segment of the Triple E's, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. All right, my next guest is, and this is part two of a two-part segment.
Hello, everyone. It's Donna Tritico.
All right. Well, how you doing? And thank you for coming back for part two.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let me dig right in then. What type of music does your band play? And I might say, folks, we are here live on set at the club called Nanola, owned by Shane Spillinger. And a shout out to Eric, Rose, and Lakin. Let me get that out of the way.
Okay. Okay.
So what type of music does your band play? And they're going to be playing tonight.
Yes, we start at 8 o'clock. Well, it's a very eclectic mix of music.
Okay.
All many different styles. We have rock. We do some songs from the Rolling Stones, The Doors, R&B, Aretha Franklin, Johnny Taylor.
Woo, come on now.
Yes. Uh-huh. Eddie Floyd.
Okay. That is great. Mm-hmm. So then... tell me, and I think you touched on this in the first segment, but I'm going to dig a little deeper. Singing career highlights, okay? In terms of when I asked that again, what were some true highlights that you performed, places you performed around the Capital District?
You know, well, one of my favorite places, and the band would echo that, to perform is the Dinosaur Barbecue. We've been there several times, and actually we have another date there coming up in June.
In June? Okay.
Yes.
I like dinosaurs, too.
And delicious food.
Let me tell you, delicious food. And when we saw you there, you tore the roof off the place. I'm telling you. So, other interest in dancing, because I hear you do some dancing.
Yes, I do.
Right, belly dancing, is it?
I teach belly dancing, mm-hmm. Middle Eastern dance.
Okay.
Or if you want to use the Arabic term, Rocks Sharky.
Okay. So, how did you get into dance? I mean, you are so well versed.
Now we got to go all the way back to my childhood again. Uh-huh. Anyway, okay. Remember LPs? I used to go to the Albany Public Library and get LPs, and I was always interested in international music, and I saw this beautiful belly dancer on a cover. You know, it just really piqued my interest. I brought the album home. I started listening to it, loved it. Much too shy to try anything like that, but then I started with ballet, and then years later, I started taking belly dancing classes. I was in a troupe for 12 years. We performed in New York, in Boston, international festivals in the area.
Okay.
And now I teach.
And I see on your Facebook page, you were in your wardrobe doing the belly dancing routine. I'm like, wow, how talented.
Thank you.
That is unbelievable. So I understand you started late in life. Well, I like to say never too late to follow your dream.
Yes.
And you are definitely following your dream.
Definitely started late in life with the music.
Uh-huh.
It's been 10 years. That means I started when I was 20.
20. You are owning your space and stepping into your destiny. And that, I appreciate it. So you started late in life. How did that come about? Were you kind of like pushed into it, or did one day you just wake up and you said, I have this epiphany?
It was a gradual transformation.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, knowing me in high school, you would never imagine. I wouldn't say boo to anyone. And it just... And then,
non-existent.
The time,
we didn't even... You were the
you didn't
type
know
of student,
I existed.
Right. And I say that in a very respectful
right
way.
Into the background.
Yes, just you walk by and it's like, oh,
but,
okay.
You know, there comes a point in your life, you see time is passing by, there's things you want to do, why not just go for it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm doing.
Okay. So now, next band performance, sis. All right? Your next band performance is going to be Dinosaur. And then,
Dinosaur is...
Oh, Dinosaur is one of your favorite places.
In June, yes. Right. That's very, very much one of my favorite places to perform. We're doing performance for the Crop Walk in Schenectady.
Okay.
It's to raise funds for hunger. That's coming up in May. I don't have the exact date.
Any other dates that people may want to know about?
We will be in Saratoga County at Carson's Woodside.
Okay. Because the weather's
starting. Also in June.
Okay. So now let me ask you this, all right?
And that's all on the website, if
okay,
you look.
I was told to ask if you would be interested. Oh, go right ahead. All right. This is your
and don't
interview,
forget to
your conversation.
Don't forget to check us out, not just on Facebook, but on YouTube.
YouTube.
We have some videos there, too.
That's what I was going to ask. All right. Okay. Do you have any videos that I can reference people? Because I was told to ask by some people in authority to ask if you would be interested in performing at the Black Expo this coming year, and yours truly will be the MC host, which I do every year.
I would be delighted.
Okay, all right, and they also wanted to get some video on you so I can reference your name in YouTube and pull up some stuff.
Yes.
Ain't that good? See how God works? Definitely. Oh my goodness. So let me dig a little deeper before I close this out. Performance goals.
I'd like to work at least 2-3 times a month in nice clubs such as Nanola.
And we got about 10 minutes because it's 20 to 8. Right. We're not going to hold you up from stage.
You like and to try to get a little bit outside of the area. Boston, New York.
Okay. So let me ask you then before we close
blues
out.
Music festivals, not just blues, but music festivals.
Given your past and how shy you were and how the transformation to performing live on stage, if someone would have saw you 20 years ago, they would have said 40-1 odds that that ain't happening, all right? What would you tell that little girl that has those same aspirations, that's shy, introverted, just like you? What would you say to her, Donna?
If I had a daughter, sometimes I say to myself, not to say anything against my parents, but they knew I was a very, very shy person, and you don't want to force someone to do something that's outside of their comfort zone. Case in point, when I was younger, my parents wanted us to join the church choir. So I could have been doing this a long time before, and that would have been great. Right. But
so what would you say to her?
Just try to believe in yourself. You can make small steps. Everything doesn't have to happen right away.
Okay.
It's certainly not as it did with me. It took some time.
Right.
You know, but first it started by dancing.
Okay. So you found an outlet to bring,
and I enjoy being on stage.
Next.
And I'm still sometimes a little uncomfortable face to face with people, but when I'm on stage, I'm like a totally different person.
Okay.
Like totally different persona.
Okay. So then, once again, before I close out, tell everyone how they can get a hold to you and where you're performing at tonight.
You can reach Donna Tritico at the Donna Tritico Band page on Facebook. Find us on YouTube. Just look up Donna Tritico Band.
Okay.
And we're here at Nanola tonight in Malta.
In Malta.
Show starts at 8, and we're here till probably 11:30, 12.
Okay. My talented engineer told me to mention Beyonce.
Like Sasha Fierce.
Like Sasha Fierce.
Oh, well, yes. I suppose so, yes.
Okay.
Oh, but my alter ego is Habiba. That's my dance name.
Well,
Habiba's Arabic for beloved.
So then you had that alter ego. Say that again. What was it?
Habiba.
Habiba. Wow. Well, let me say, before I close out, this has been a plum-pleasing pleasure to interview you. All right, Donna, you are so talented. It is a true honor and privilege to call you friend, okay? I am so glad that we had the opportunity to do this. And once again, as I said, I appreciate everything you've done, everything you're doing, everything you will continue to do. And
thank
I will
you.
End by saying, once again, love as long as you live and live as long as you like. Okay? All right.
Thank you. Thank
Until
you
next
so
time, folks. All right? I'm going to say this. Don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy and your overcoming adversity specialist doing what I'm made to believe.